Blog Talk Radio.
Viva Mary Kay, 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 Viva Mary Kay. Welcome to Diva Party, 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 welcome to Diva Party. You're tuned in to that on-the-spot diva. From east to the west coast, her grinds off the meter. That blog talk She-Ra, giving boys the blues. They laugh at their ass on that hot mess news. With hot topics and Mary Kay products, log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy, you already know. You're listening to the only Diva Spot Radio.
Diva Mary Kay, Mary Kay, Diva Mary Kay, Diva Mary Kay, Diva Mary Kay, Mary Kay, Mary Kay. Mary Kay, 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 Mary Kay.
What's going on, Queens? What's going on, my dons? It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned in live to Women's Chronicles. It's Wednesday. You already know what it is, how we get it in each and every Wednesday. We got the hot topic today, the ex, the new boo, and the pregnancy card. Make sure y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We definitely going to be going in on this topic because it's something that definitely needs to be talked about, and a lot of people need to get some understanding on today. Also, you can tune in to me live. You on the go. You can just go. All the smart people with their smartphones and all the people who got their little Acers and their Macs and their Apples and your home PC, all you got to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot. And you can listen to me live online, and you can jump in the chat room and give your two cents about the whole situation and how you feel about it. Yo, we about to get into some hot music right now, and when we come back, we jumping in full throttle with the ex, the new boo, and the pregnancy card, man. Let's go.
I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm going to get you high today. Because it's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do.
I never smoked a blunt a day in my life. Is when I feel so high. I think I test life maybe once or twice.
I got a bitter smell up on my face. Chickens be chasing me, wondering who's gonna win the race. I'm living large, apartments looking like all this great. Throwing hella parties, watching me jiggle, be shake. Yes, that's how me and my homie doing it. On the road to happiness, so we pursuing it. Don't trip, I keep a gun and I be shooting it. Mac blowing sour the air, he polluting it. Going shopping, hitting the different malls every day. B.O.B. is a little bigger than my nigga day. I can't forget my cousin like he be making my day. My whole team full of ballers like the NBA. It's really the same the way I be taking these hoes. Give it to me so easy, feel like I'm ripping these hoes. Fresh every day, feel like I'll be making these clothes. Pull up the camera, wall up, plus I'll be flanking the pole.
I never smoked a blunt a day in my life. When I feel so high, I think I test life maybe once or twice. When I feel so high, I can't explain this feeling that I'm grasping. When I feel so high, day by day, look at all this fun I'm having. When I feel so high.
First day, hoodie, car, go back, get the max. Need a couple dollars, so I'ma go outfit smoking just like the matches. Gotta put on my boy Snapchat, doesn't matter. Feeling good, living good, doing it, being me. Dope and all ahead, grinning my society. Never had a Twitter, but all the bitches follow me. Feeling so good, even Stevie Wonder can see. The beautiful and wonderful life a nigga lives. Super happy like I'm a Muslim at a masjid. Heart so eating candy like I'm a little kid. Me and my nigga skateboard, what we do it big. Like Tony busting the eyes, running for my kids. Haters talking, I'm messing up like a bad kid. Sitting back, posted, waiting for my next gig. Wanna holler, got me in South Florida till I live.
I never smoked a blunt a day in my life. But I feel so high, I think I can fly maybe once or twice. But I feel so high, I can't explain this feeling that I'm grasping. But I feel so high, day by day, look at all this fun I'm having. And I feel so high, I just feel so high, and I don't know why,
and I don't know why.
I feel like I've been smoking la 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 la. I never smoked a blunt a day in my life, but I feel so high. I think I just lied maybe once or twice, but I feel so high. I can't explain this feeling that I'm grasping, but I feel so high. Day by day, look at all this fun I'm having, and I feel so high.
To that on the spot diva from east to the west coast, her grinds off the meter. That blog talk Shira, giving boys the blues. They laugh at their ass on that hot mess news with hot topics and Mary Kay products. Log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy. You already know you're listening to the only diva spot radio.
Diva Mary Kay, Mary, Mary Kay, Diva Mary Kay, Diva Mary Kay, Mary, Diva Mary Kay, Mary.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. It's Women's Chronicles on today, and we getting in on this hot topic. We're going to be talking about expired relationships. We're going to be talking about the ex, the new boo, and the pregnancy card. And one thing I want to start at the top of the show with expired relationships. I think it's very important for you to know if you are in an expired relationship. And I'm a relationship guru? No, not at all. But there is certain signs that you need to be paying attention to and looking at the end of the day when you end a relationship. The first sign of an expired relationship is y'all don't talk at all no more. It's come and go. Come and go, come and go, come and go. You going your way, he going his way. There really is no communication. It's like your roommates. So that's one. And if it has got to that point in your relationship, you may want to sit down and have a talk with that person and say, you know, we've been going back and forth. We barely speak. We don't go out. We don't have movie time together. We're not doing the things that we used to do in the beginning for one another. And I need to know what. You know, I need to know, it is, are we looking to have a future and build a home with each other, or is we just, you know, together because we both can together we both can be able to afford the bills and have a little extra money for ourselves. So that's one of the first signs. If you and your man barely speak and it's more like y'all friends and roommates, then you may be in an expired relationship. Number two that could give you a little clarity if you're in an expired relationship, and that's what I'm going to talk about at the top of the hour for the first 10 minutes, is when you get to the point that you text other people in their phone and asking who they are, or I found your number and such, you are in an expired relationship when it gets to the point that you pray in private eye. Like, seriously, when it gets to the point that you're going through somebody else's phone and you calling somebody else's phone, asking them who they are or letting them know that you found their number and your whoever number in the phone, you already know what it is. So there's no need for you to call the other person to try to get some type of confirmation. I never understood that with some women, like, seriously, you know, I don't understand why you would call somebody else's phone to confirm something that you already know. It's either you going to leave and move on with your life and do what you got to do for you and build yourself from the pain or whatever that you went through in the last relationship and move on, or you're going to stay and deal with it. So, you know, bottom line, at the end of the day, that's another sign of you are in an expired relationship. Things have went sour, like for real. They went all the way sour. I want to give a big shout-out to Nate the King. I want to give a shout-out to the Naya app for you. I want to give a shout-out to Change 305. I want to give a shout-out to Fatboy ENT, Mr. Carry Gun, Sixth Lord. Big shout-out to Sixth Lord. Big shout-out to Five Alive. Big shout-out to Miss AYC, big shout out to Slate Stone, big shout out to Future Group 100, Miss Pretty Girl 93, Soul Music 1, Obligato MJW, big shout out to Fresh Southerns. So big shout out to all the Twitter love. I will be going back and forth from Facebook to Twitter and giving y'all shout out because I appreciate y'all support in the show. But it's something that really need to be talked about. Now, the third thing that you know that you are in an expired relationship is when y'all not getting it in no more. Y'all not getting intimate. Y'all not touching one another. It ain't going back and forth like, you know. Big shout out to Cut Baby, too, but y'all not sharing intimate time with one another. That's an expired relationship. If we in a relationship, that's something that we should be able to do. The hugging, the kissing, the loving, that all comes with it. So, you know, you want to make sure you're paying attention to what's going on in your house. It's very, very important with these expired relationships because sometimes we don't take the time out to pay attention to a couple of things. And then later on, when it gets to the breakup point and the other person is like, yo, I'm out, I'm done, y'all done broke up, most likely got into a big, crazy argument, and she didn't win his way, and he didn't win his way, you know, a couple of days later, you get that text or you get that call or such and such, and they pulling the pregnancy card. And it's sad. We're going to get into this whole pregnancy card situation when we come back from this little short break. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to be heard. Feed the wolves, man.
Run, season.
Yeah. grind a mission. My grind is so efficient. I don't plan to stop my grinding, it's my soul addiction. We'll get your shit straight, fucker, this is big game. I'm just a hungry nigga, playing off the whole plate. Kiss, and when I start, I just can't stop. I'm a beast, I'm scraping out the whole pot. If you tab us front, I'll make your jaw lock. I'm getting crazy money, that'll make your jaw drop. Yeah, I get swapped, something like cash crop. Supply and demand is something that you can't stop. Serving them fiends is something that you can't watch. I'm getting paper, but I'm trying to hit that jackpot. I'm serving fiends, you can call out a head crack. I'm on the grind, so you know I'm about to make a stack. The grind heavy, so you know I gotta live with that. Pocket check, got a pack. When I spin, I get it back.
Coming in as fast as it's going. Waiting to exhale, bitch, that the money I'm blowing. Always on my fly shit, yet the money is showing. Money is growing, cause now the money ain't even folding. They let the money console them, I let the money control them. Sitting on top of the world, all I'm missing is scrotum. Heart full of heat, nigga, all I'm missing is Beretta, man. Ain't got a better plan, cause that bitch never ran. I'm in the zone, counting paper while I get a tan. Just me and Benjamin, all because of 100 grand. And if you think I'm playing, just put your order in. Don't really sitting on course about a fortune. I'm out here killing these bitches like an abortion. All because I'm flossing and they being cautious. I'm in it to win it like fucking raw dog, nigga. Watching the money multiply, look what I made, nigga.
Niggas, just like they do in the Fifth Ward in the South. Park and the Bronx and the Watts. You know they got crooked cops working for the system, making poor motherfuckers out of victims. Cause don't nobody give a fuck about the poor. It's double jeopardy if you're black or Latino. They got their motherfucking drugs in the slums, got us killing one another over crumbs. Think I'm lying? Well, motherfucker, I got proof. Name a sex me in your city where minorities grew. And I'ma show you prostitutes, dope, and hard times. And a murder rate that never declines. And little babies sitting on the porch smelling smelly, crying cause they ain't got food in their bellies. They call my neighborhood a jungle, and me an animal, like they do the people of Rwanda. Fools flee in their countries to come here black, but see the same bullshit and head right back. They find out what niggas already know.
What's up out of town, southern nigga downer? I wish you would bring your motherfucking ass around here with that hip shit from your block. You fuck around and get shipped home to your mama in a pine box. Cause we don't play that shit in Fifth Ward. We got killers and hustlers and players too, so nigga disregard what you're seeing on them western movies. Cause yo, I ain't never rode a horse before. Ho, think we slow, smash the gas. And watch how fast I put these hands on your bitch ass. Try to load them dice, you'll meet the grave digger. Cause game recognized, game shiesty ass nigga. See how that scene fools die for less than a goddamn cigarette butt for fucking with my set. So get that frown off your face, buster. Cause your ghetto ain't no harder than mine, motherfucker.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary King. You are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. You already know what it is. It's Women's Chronicles, and we going in on this topic, the ex, the new boo, and the pregnancy card. I want to get y'all comments on this. I definitely love feedback. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Press the one button to be heard. Let's go to the hotlines and get some love. We definitely got to get the public feed. 786-260, you're now live on Diva Spot Radio. Holla at us.
What's up? Yeah, I've been tuned in listening to it. I know about this topic in detail.
What's going on? Tell everybody what's your name and where you calling from.
Oh, this the change. Calling from Miami, Florida, baby.
Ow. What's going on, James? Go ahead and chime in on this. We definitely want to hear from the men, man.
Man, listen, I've had that call pulled out on me one time. Long time, a couple years back, and I never have it done again. But this tape, we could cuss on here or there ain't no cussing on this radio?
Just controlling. We don't
want to
say too explicit.
I just wanted to make sure. So I don't even go overboard. Well, this broad.
Okay.
this broad went ahead and tried to pull that card on me one time because she wanted to stay in the crib and she didn't want to leave when I was trying to kick her out. So the next day when I left to sleep, she woke up in the morning talking about she pregnant. Now, how you find out you pregnant in one night? I don't know. But that's some superhuman capabilities some of these women be having. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right. So your situation, the relationship had expired. You know, that's how it usually starts. The relationship expired, and you wanted her to go. We're basically kicking her out, and she wanted to stay. And the next morning, she woke up and she was pregnant. Did she tell you that she's pregnant or she's pregnant?
She damn sure told me, yo, I feel pregnant. I don't know what it is, but I think I'm pregnant. I said, get out of here. What the hell?
What was your response and what was your action? Like, how did you go about that? She's saying that she's pregnant. Did you just, like, nix off and tell her to get the F out of here? Or did
I laughed in the face. Yeah, I laughed in her face. I said, oh, yeah, you pregnant, baby? Okay, come piss in this cup right here. Go ahead.
And what happened?
It just so happened, for some reason, I had one of them pregnancy tests in the crib. So I pulled it out and said, go ahead and piss right here. And she tried to lock the bathroom and do some trickery up in there. Man, some women are crazy, I tell you that.
Well, you know, just to all my brothers and sisters out there, you know, because it's a crazy situation. One of my queens, Stacy, is going to call in, and another king is going to call in, and they have a serious story as well. But if a woman is saying that she's pregnant, you know, rather you just hitting it, it's a one-night stand, that's your jump off, or whatever the case may be, even for our young kings out there, you know, our youngins, if a woman is saying that she's pregnant, first of all, it takes at least 30 days for you to get the results back.
Hello.
Maybe like 26 days, because now they got that first response test that tells you 6 days before your period. Technology,
yep.
My G, technology. But you want to handle it in a calm manner, because women are emotional. So you don't want to get her all in an uproar and she start playing the song, I bust the windows out your car. You'll need all that. You'll need all that. So you be like, I understand that. When is your next doctor's appointment?
That's how you get her.
When is your next doctor's appointment? And make it your business. Say, okay, cool. And I'll go to the next doctor's appointment with you.
Yep.
If she cannot produce that doctor's appointment and no papers, you want to be as supportive as possible. You don't want to go at her with the put the gloves on immediately because the relationship is done. But if you guys already broke up or whatever, you want to be a little bit supportive, because I know chicks that got pregnant girlfriends and they will have them piss on that stick.
And that's exactly what I did.
Yeah, and it'll say they're pregnant, but you want to be supportive. And 862, I see you. I'm about to get to you. And everybody else is on the line. If you want to chime in on this topic, just press the one button, and you can get your mic open. But you want to be as supportive as possible so she won't get all, you know, actually crazy. You want to be like, look, well, I go to your doctor's appointment with you. We go forward. If she can't produce that, then fine. I know a lady that told this man that she was pregnant, went all the way up to the 9th month. And
wow.
She went all the way up to the 9th month, my G, and then disappeared to another city, said she had the baby, said the baby died, and even had a funeral. Let's go to the next caller, man. Let's go to the next call. I know y'all hungry. Change, stay with me as long as you can. 862-242, you're now live on Diva Spot Radio. What's your name and where you call from?
Oh, you know, this is me, Big Sis. This is LaMere. You already know. This is L Blaze. I'm calling from Brick City. You already know, 973. Hey,
L Blaze, what's going on?
I'm chilling, Big Sis. You already know Diva Mary Kay. I just wanted to say, like, man, oh, man, you know my favorite line. Cause be like, I'm pregnant. What? I don't care. I know that's my baby for a fact. That ain't my baby. What you talking about? Murray Show.
Now, here's the thing. I hear the man chiming in. That ain't my baby. That ain't my baby. She like, you are the pappy. But here's the thing. You know, this is what I'm saying. Let's be adults about this situation. You knew you was hitting that pudding thing. You know you was splashing all in that tuna. So the first thing you want to holler is that's not – well, the first thing she want to holler after the breakup is, I'm pregnant, or I think I'm pregnant. Thinking and knowing is two different things, my G. But as a man, y'all knew that y'all was splashing all in the tuna, so it could be a possibility that it is your baby. So instead of saying, you know, F out of here, get out of my face, that ain't my baby, I know for a fact. You know, it was all good just a week ago. This is how I'm trying to give y'all a tip on how to deal with women, especially vindictive women, because women, we suffer from a disease called MBD. It's called Mad Bitches Disease. When we get mad, I cannot say we can't be responsible, and I'm not going to say we because I don't pull the pregnancy card, baby. I love me. But some women were getting blacked. You said it right. We're blacking out and then doing all unnecessary stuff, calling the police. Oh, he hit me, he choked me. Oh, go get your cousins and your brothers, busting the windows out of his car, showing up on his job, just all unnecessary stuff. But you ain't know she was crazy and deranged because you were too busy hitting it from the back.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We talking about this pregnancy card. We talking about the P card. Y'all make sure y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521 and press the word. Now that we talking about the pregnancy card, I want to talk about this because we can all break up. All right, we broke up. We ain't together no more. But then here comes the new boo. And this is to all you new boos, a.k.a. new girlfriends. Y'all need to be clear on the situation because here y'all is. Y'all done walked into this hot mess not knowing what happened. Oh, I'm feeling him. I like him. I'm supporting him. This my man. But what you fail to realize, my G, is the only difference. You and this ex got something in common. Both of y'all was sucking the same dick, and both of y'all was fucking the same nigga. She just wasn't fucking him last week, all right? So let's be clear. Y'all was sharing him. She probably ain't getting it no more. But don't be so naive to go at the other girl. Oh, Lord. This chick talking about she pregnant, having this baby. You don't know what they was doing. This is true.
This is very true.
Yeah, he can lie to you and be like, oh, she bugging, you know, this, and this, and that, and so forth. But what you do, you stand by him, and now you want to be on his team so bad, now you having unprotected sex with him.
Hmm.
Now you screaming pregnant. Wow.
Bad dude.
Just to keep him. Just to keep him.
Bad dude. Just to keep him. Please, if you couldn't keep him on a solo mission, what makes you going to keep him on a double mission?
That's what I'm saying. And not all women are twisted and corrupted like that. That's not what I'm trying to say. What I'm saying is there are the selected few of the women that do have a couple of screws and bolts loose, and they don't know how to tighten it up. You know what I'm saying? They don't know how to tighten it up on the spot because there's just too much pressure going on. Either the estrogen levels are just too low or too high, and they just say, fuck it. I'm going to fuck his life up. I'm going to keep this baby. I get him forever.
You know what I'm saying?
What is that, yo?
You know what? I mean, I'm about to share a secret with y'all in a few seconds. I want to get some more feedback from the hotline. 773-759. You're now live on Diva Squad Radio. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hey, what's up? It's Denai. I'm calling from Chicago. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, Queen?
Chilling. How are you doing?
I'm good. How you doing? We talking about the ex, the new boo, and the prego car. Go ahead and chime in, Queen.
Oh, my goodness. There are a couple of different things in this issue. I think the biggest thing is what you were saying, like, new girlfriends do not automatically assume that your current boyfriend is right on this issue. You don't know the girl. The girl just might be pregnant, but don't have everything just because she's like, oh, well, I didn't do nothing, because you're going to wind up on Maury talking about he's the father, and then you met his all get out. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's what caused that issue, is that you're like, he didn't do it. He wasn't with her. He don't love her. And then you look stupid. And unfortunately, that's what happened. Maury proved it exists because of situations like this.
A bunch of dummies.
It's not like they pulled that out of thin air. It's sad, but it's true. There are too many people that have this issue. That's why it's a huge topic on Maury.
It is a huge topic. And Maury is making money off of us. Know that. Maury has a whole show. And he is making money. You know, and it's sad. It was a girl on there that had about 13, 14 dudes over there.
Yeah, I remember that was the first time humiliating yourself.
I mean, come on, ma.
After the first time humiliating yourself.
Yeah, and you taking that baby through that. And that's what a lot of women fail to realize.
Mm-hmm.
You taking a child through it, the child, you know, especially your child. If you got some teenagers, they go to high school like, yo, I just see your whole ass mama on Maury. You know who your daddy is?
Right, and I think that's the biggest thing, that when these people do have these multiple children out of wedlock, that's what occurs. Like, you have that kind of a situation, especially when you don't know who the father is. I mean,
like,
I don't think any of those mothers even think about that. Like, my kid can find this on the internet. It's really easy, makes things really easy to find. My kid can grow up and find this mess. And they'll see, Mom, you had 9 people to find my daddy. What the heck? I mean, just
now your kid got low self-esteem. But one thing I do want to say about the new girlfriend, you know what I'm saying? First of all, if you get with a dude and less than 30 days later, you know what? Let's even take it 90, because we're supposed to have this whole 90-day trial situation, whatever.
Right.
90 days later, a queen pop out of the blue, oh, I'm pregnant, or whatever the case may be, and you just happen to find out on Facebook. This is what happens. You either find out on Facebook.
No, Facebook.
It used to be MySpace. It was MySpace 3 or 4 years
now,
ago.
Right,
and
now
it's
Facebook. Yeah.
Or somebody
yeah.
is telling you that they pregnant. You need to address the situation in the queen manner. You don't go
exactly.
off the handle blasting on him, talking about, oh, you lied to me, such and such and such, and this, 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 and this, and
yeah.
that. You need to take note of what just happened. Now
mm-hmm.
that's showing you his character.
Mm-hmm.
And that's real. We're not trying to attack the men, but it's a lot of chicks out here that try to get our young men and our men caught up in a situation that sometimes they may not can get out of. But if a girl is saying that she's pregnant by your man, y'all need to treat that like it's a customer.
Oh,
certain. Follow through.
How much are
follow
they?
Through with that situation. Don't just be like, oh,
no,
okay, well, we're going to see what happens and start blasting. No, you need to follow through, like that person owe you money, and if he is not willing to cooperate,
oh, you're right.
He not
you're
willing
right.
to cooperate with that woman and like try to figure out what's going on. What makes you think he gonna be your knight in shining armor later? If he's saying,
exactly.
"Oh, I ain't beat for that chick, I ain't beat for that hoe," everything that he is saying
yeah.
about her, guess
mm-hmm.
what? He gonna say it about
mm-hmm.
you. Now, I just want to go over to on the other side. Everybody on the line, I want to give their 2 cents. Just press the 1 button to get in the call queue to get your mic open. But for the chain said earlier today, I don't know why females start acting crazy and getting on unnecessary. Here's the thing. You need to get to know who you're dealing with first.
Exactly.
This is well. Just as well as the, you know, the box or the figgy pudding or the kitty cat or the little diva, whatever you want to call the vagina, is just as important. It's precious. Y'all caramel candy sticks, y'all little sugar daddies down there is important too. You need to treat it like gold. Don't be going to sling that shit like a new jack. You don't do that, especially when you coming in a chick. When y'all gotta realize when we having sex and the first time we have unprotected sex, this is what happens for a woman. When you go in me raw, in my mind, we gonna be together forever.
Right, but you see, like you see how you just said that right there. I don't mean to cut you off, dude, but you see how you just said that right there. We could, we in your mind. We just beat raw, right? We just beat raw. We said, you know what, take the hat off. We beating raw. We want to feel it all. But how are you going to be pregnant in 24 hours to 2 days? And you claim to the daddy already. Well, how you do that?
You know what? That was an act of desperation on that queen part. That's what that
was. That was some
that was the
stuff.
Act.
But,
yeah.
Right. But
that was
the thing
the
is that when you... The thing is that, like, but guys, like, remember, when you are hitting it, when you are going wild, like, you have to think about that. Like, this is a possibility that you can get this pregnant. And
you're
don't, and, like,
right.
you know, just automatically brush it off and don't, like, and so, like, going back to, like, the people that have multiple sex partners and don't know who the parents are, that's just crazy. Because you think of how many people actually had to come inside that person to, for them not to know
who's
father their child. You know what I'm saying? Like, and like I said, but, like, but you guys can't really automatically just brush it off or whatever either, because you do have a huge responsibility. And that is
mine was an isolated situation. And I understand that. That was just a crazy broad just doing a crazy thing to try and hold on to a crazy situation. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That was just my situation years back. But that's not everybody's situation. But some bras, they'll go ahead and act like they was one dude. And like you just said, they'll go on Mary Povich, bring on 13 dudes, and not one of them is the father.
Yeah.
You know she tricking. You know she hoeing around. So I was like, yo, come on. That's just like Ed Lover said. Come on, son. You know what I mean?
But at the same token, like, guys have to take responsibilities too, because, like, if the woman had been on 3-4 times and yeah. within years period, and you still hitting it, and you
yeah,
know
yeah,
this.
Yeah, you're right.
Then, I mean, like, what do you, like, what else does
he
do?
But here's my thing. Here's my thing right here. Here's my thing right here. Now, it's funny how after their relationship is over, she's a hoe, he's a bum behind nigga, or whatever the case may be is. When y'all not together no more, oh, he ain't this, he ain't got no money,
right.
he don't
no,
work,
right.
he's a bum, he ain't this, he ain't that. But when you was with him just yesterday, it was all good. You was putting up with his broke ass. You know,
yep.
you was putting up with his little penis. You was putting up with
yep.
his five baby mamas. But
right.
this is my thing. If you're going to be in a relationship with somebody, or if you was in a relationship and y'all had the unprotected sex, I'm thinking about what you got. We ain't even talking about getting to the marriage yet, because now not only do I have to screen you as far as you got any STDs, chlamydia,
yes, right.
AIDS, HIV.
Exactly.
If a woman can have chlamydia and don't know it, and it can, and if she doesn't get it treated, or herpes over the time, if she does not get it treated, that can scar her in the inside where she can't be able to produce
right.
healthy eggs. A
you
lot of women
right.
don't know that. Nick, she cannot
indeed, right.
produce
indeed.
Healthy eggs if she's not if she
exactly.
didn't get the STD treated. But here's the thing. When you go in somebody raw, you need to know their status. I think that's a turn on when I say, baby, look, we done got to the point. You telling me you want to feel my wet. I know you ain't ready for it yet, because once you get some of this, you're going to start acting up. So what I need you to do, me and you gonna schedule an appointment. You don't have to have insurance. There's too many free clinics out there.
Mm-hmm.
And some clinics that you go to, they'll actually give you like a voucher or something, like a $20 voucher. You can go get some ice
yeah.
cream or some caramel
yeah.
and play with that later.
And a shitload
yeah.
of rubbers along with that. You
and
know what I mean?
More rubbers to go along
yeah.
with it. And then now we talking about the whole sex part. That's just sex. That's just one step to saying, you know what, I trust you. I'm comfortable with you. I want to be with you. That's why we have an unprotected sex. But if you're thinking
right.
about marrying somebody before you get married, check their credit.
Anyway,
yeah.
before
true.
You even take that hat off, don't even take that hat off until you get some results back. Go to the clinic.
I know.
And all of that falls under one statement, which is common sense is not common. You know
yeah,
what I mean? How
right.
are you going to go ahead and go
right,
raw,
you're right, right.
going and all of that? The both of you, now this is on both parties. I'm not speaking, I'm just standing up for dudes. I'm talking about broads and dudes. You know what I mean? Both of y'all should know that if y'all going to go unprotected, go have your STD checked out. Make sure the both of y'all are clean. And then once y'all clean, raw dog and get sloppy, do what you want to do. Now, no. That when you're clean, the only thing you got to worry about is babies. And if you're going ahead and either beating a crazy dude or you're beating a crazy bra, one of you is going to be upset if the other one is pregnant. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like it's a two-sided story, double-edged blade. Somebody's going to get cut, somebody's going to bleed. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's
yeah,
like,
somebody's going to get cut, somebody's going to bleed.
Yeah,
you ain't never lied
like
about
said,
that.
Exactly. I mean, like, so when it comes to unprotected sex, the biggest thing is know your partner. And, like, and if you are having some serious issues with your partner, a baby is not going to fix that.
Yeah, man.
Like,
yeah. You just
and that's
why we
just about to say that. Expired
okay.
relationship. Expired
right,
relationships.
Right.
Just three tips on knowing that you're in an expired relationship. Because too many times this mess happened, and I'm tired of seeing it. Because now we got babies having babies because they're getting younger and dumber, and it's like they overfull would come. But in expired relationship, because now the older people are acting like young adults, they acting like teenagers. This is
right.
how you know
right.
if you're in an expired relationship. When you
yeah,
and
yeah.
your mate been together and y'all walking around the house, you come in, he go out, she come in for work, he go back out to work. When y'all act like y'all roommates in the house, y'all not talking
yeah,
no
exactly.
more, ain't no
none
cuddling
of that, right.
up in movie time, ain't no, you know, hit it early in the shower, Becky at night. Ain't none of that going on. This is an expired relationship. There is no
yeah.
intimacy.
Yeah.
There is no talking. in a relationship. Yeah. A second sign that you know that you had an aspired relationship, and a lot of people need to tell a friend to tell a friend. This is how it happens. You get a text on your phone saying, oh, I found your number in my mate phone, such and such and such. I'm just trying to find out what's going on. What is the point of calling or texting somebody else and trying to confirm some bull crap you already know? Why do we need confirmation from the other person? I just don't get that. Let me call old girl and say, I just wanted to call you and make sure you was fucking my man because I planned on leaving him.
See, that don't make no sense.
Cheating does not come with a confirmation letter. It does not come with a confirmation number. The third step of how you know that you are in an expired relationship, it's just like expired milk. You go in the refrigerator, you drink that sour milk, your stomach hurts. But some stupid people just go and drink it again.
Yep.
The third step, how you know that you in an expired relationship. When this person has cheated on you multiple times, lied to you multiple times, and it ain't got to the point that you asking, like, I know you cheating on me. I know this. I know that. I know you lying to me. And they just looking at you hunching their shoulders. What they really saying in their head is, well, shit, you already know, but why are you telling me? Now we both know.
The question is, like, why would you stay with somebody who has cheated on you the first time? I don't even know. Like, I mean, I just don't understand. Like, if you were together with someone and, like, it wasn't, like, a one-time thing, but, like, you know, like, it was a long-term thing or whatever that you just found out about, like, what would make you want to stay with that person, let alone think a child would fix that situation?
In some relationships, I'm sorry, Tate, I just want to get this out.
No, go ahead.
I think in a lot of relationships, either, and it can happen with men too, you lose yourself in that person.
Yeah.
You just want to please that person. You just want to be with them. And somewhere in the relationship, you lose some of your self-confidence. Because when you was with them all that time, you know, when you first got them, it was hair done, nails done, everything done. You know, the dude was all swag it out, he put the tag on, you know, he did things for you, he kept a fresh cut, he kept the salt off the meat, you know, it was all good.
Right.
But now, you with this person is seeing you at your most vulnerable, crusty, ugly state, and you like, well, shit, if he see me with my front lace off without my eyelashes and my back, I'm good. And he like, well, shit, she didn't see me early in the morning, she know what I look like naked and I can fart around her, I'm good.
Yeah,
you're absolutely right about that. You know what I mean? And I'm going to say this right. This is going to be the last thing I say before I get back in the studio. Some women, they feel like they need a man in order to be happy. And once they, this is not all women. I'm just speaking, you know, in general.
No, you're right.
Some
it's
women
90%.
Feel like they
it's
need that dude
women.
In order to feel confident and complete. And whole. And once they find one dude that they've been with for a certain amount of time to the point where I could say they're comfortable limit, they let go of some of their some of their guidelines that they used to follow when they were single. And then they say, I'm gonna stay with a dude. Fuck it, he cheated on me. I'm gonna just deal with it because I really love the dude so much. But you don't really love him because you don't even love yourself. You letting this motherfucker go ahead and go fuck over these other broads, and you still staying with him. The dude ain't the dummy.
Right.
The broad is the dummy. I'm sorry to be so upfront with it. But the broad be the dummy with it because she ain't having no sense. You know what I'm saying? If she really loved herself, she'll break up with the dude and go fuck up some other nigga that go ahead and treat her even better. You know what I'm saying? And then keep it moving.
Well,
before she
don't fuck with some other nigga, she need to take some time to get back to herself.
And you already know that's what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know what I'm saying? She just needs to keep it moving. But that's hard for – it's easier for a dude to keep it moving than a broad is. I completely understand that.
Yeah.
Because women get attached way quicker than the man would.
Yeah, that could be just as bad. Actually, worse, by the way.
Yeah, you know, and when that happens to a man, I mean, that dude just goes crazy. He loses all his balls. You know what I mean? It's like, forget about it.
Yeah.
But just going back to the situation, common sense ain't common. You know, everybody don't know really the right path to take They always follow their right. heart, and love makes you stupid. That's all it is.
Mm. I thank you so for that comment. He just put it down. He put it down. He put it down. He put it down.
Yeah.
Put
that's
it
what it
down.
I love Diva Spot Radio. You know, I'm going to head back in the studio. Diva Mary Kay, you the best. You know what I mean? I'm out of here to change. Calling from Miami. I'm out, yo.
Thank you, King.
No problem.
We're going to go to the hotlines and get some more love, yo. Get some more comments. Y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Text a friend and text a friend and tell them that Diva Spot is going ham right now. We talking about expired relationships, the ex, the new boo, and the pregnancy card. Let's go ahead and open up the lines. 973-373. You're now live on Diva Spot. Holla at us.
Uh-oh.
973-373, can you hear me? Okay. Let's just leave them right there. Just stay tuned in to the show. I did want to make a comment about the whole situation with women losing themselves in a dude. The stuff that you did in the beginning to get that man, you have to maintain it. It's like having a Cadillac or a Lexus. It's like having a car, period. You have to maintain. Like, you have to keep, you have to, not even have to, but you have to stay, you got to maintenance yourself. You just can't forget about that you need an oil change or you need air in your tires. Otherwise, it's just going to start looking like a hoopty. He's going to start treating you like one. But if a man cheat on you once or if a woman cheat on you once, they're going to cheat again because this is what happens.
Exactly.
To anybody, when you forgive somebody, are you telling that person, like, let's look at it like this. When you forgive somebody, only thing you say to that person is, it's okay to do it again. So if a person hits you, slap you, hurt your feelings, go in on you, steal from you, and you say, you know what, you hurt me, but it's all right, I forgive you, let's move forward. You're not doing nothing but saying to that person, it's okay to do this bull crap to me again. And that's real talk. I ain't saying you got to have a – go ahead, Queen.
I was going to say, you hit it right on the nail, especially when you said, like, because I think what I've heard, especially from younger girls, like, I actually heard, I think, a girl probably like 15, 16 who said, it's okay, he just choked me. And I'm like, I just couldn't believe, it was something I overheard, because if it was one of my kids, I would have been like, are you kidding me? Because I work with a lot of younger kids. And I'm just like, it's okay, he just choked you? How is that okay in any form ever? And I guess maybe it's because when I was younger, like when I was like 9, and I'm instilled into me, if a guy ever hits you, make sure that that's the last thing they hit. But and I guess some girls weren't raised with that, but I think like girls really do need to get that mentality of, it is not okay for him to put his hands on me. This is not what's cool. This is not what's hot. Like, this is a bad thing, and this is someone I need to get away from, and definitely not someone I want to have children with.
I would question the youth, especially the youth was like, it's okay, he just choked me. Me being me, I would just go in and say, what happens when he punch you and blacken your eye? Or what, it's okay for him to break your jaw too? And I would put it in a way like, you know, it's okay, he just choked you. But is it okay if he break your jaw? Is it okay if he black your eye? You know, let me know something, because, you know, I will put it to the youth, because the youth think they know everything. When we was a youth, we thought we knew everything, too. So now you have to put it in the form of a question, like they helping you out.
Right.
You got to kind of, like, trick them a little bit.
Yeah.
And I want to get L. Blaze's opinion on that. L. Blaze, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
If you hear a young girl, you know, the youth saying, you know, it's okay, he just choked me, or he pulled my hair, you know, being the man that you are, you know, what would be your response to that? How would you react to that situation?
Like what you mean? Like, you said I'm their father or something?
No, just like overhear a conversation about, just like two kids talking about, you know, like what their boyfriends do to them, and they're comfortable with physical abuse from guys because they think it's cool. I don't know what it was, But, like, they're like, oh, yeah, it's okay. He just choked me or he just slammed me against the car. Like, it was nothing. Like, they're just saying, oh, yeah, we just went to the store. Like, they're blowing it off. Like, it's
like, look. Different strokes with different folks. Like, everything, but all actuality, that's not good. Like, if your boyfriend beating on you and stuff, that's not good. Like, I don't know, man. I just was talking to my mother about going to hell and all that, man. I don't want to go to hell. She just was telling me you better pray and do this, that, and the third. All I know is that's not good. You shouldn't hit girls, period, whatsoever. I always, before I go to hit the girl, I've been to punch the wall or something, you feel me?
I know that's right. Definitely what's up.
Right.
Maybe you want to walk away because I've seen a lot of hands broken and fractured from punching the wall. And I'd be damned if I punched the wall.
You know? So
I'm going to have to go and get me a cigarette or calm down or just delete you from my situation, man. I got this hot joint called by Cinnamon Brown called Heartbroken. We're going to get into this music real fast. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to get more into this topic. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. It's Women's Chronicles on Wednesdays. Call us up at 347-850-1521. Let's get it, man.
After all the years we said goodbye, should I say let me, standing in the cold like I was just a stranger in your eyes, and whatever I felt to you that was irrelevant, and I can't believe I failed to try, to get myself together, it's gonna take forever, that pain just won't stop and I don't know why. About how I tried to love every part of you and everything you were, and you didn't appreciate the love and support that I gave. Remember when I told you you were the one? I had my heart set on nothing but loving you, but you couldn't see that I was trying to give it all to you. How could you be so inconsiderate? You told me nothing but lies.
to that on the spot diva from east to the west coast, her grinds off the meter. That blog talk She-Ra, giving boys the blues, then laugh at their ass on that hot mess news. With hot topics and Mary Kay products, log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy, you already know. You're listening to the only diva spot radio.
Diva Mary Kay, Diva Mary Kay, Diva Mary Kay, Diva Mary Kay.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, the Blog Talk She-Ra. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. Y'all already know how we doing. It's Wednesday. It's Women's Chronicles, man. I got a crazy hotline popping right now. Your mics are all open, and we definitely going in on the X, the new boo, and the preggo card, and the pregnancy card. Too many times. Chicks be throwing out the pregnancy card. And for some reason, when a man hear pregnancy, they hear child support. When they hear child support, it's like they hear Akon. I got locked up. They won't let me out. What? I don't know what it is. Like, as soon as they hear child support, it's like they've been hit with a charge. But I got my girl Chocolate live in the building with a Choc. What's going on, man?
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey.
hot topic tonight, and I would love to elaborate on it. With that being said, the Prego card, that's mad funny to me, especially when a female, because I know a female that threw the Prego card on a dude that she thought had money, a job, and all this and a third. Come to find out, he was about as broke as her broke ass. And she had the baby. After she had the baby, that's when she found out he didn't have any money. Wow. And then to top it all off, it wasn't even his baby. She just thought he was that dude in the streets. And come to find out, his brother was that dude in the streets. So she's straight, you know.
Didn't even do her research. That's sad.
That was
I would
never lie.
And it'd be funny too how females could just, or like a lot females I know that then have multiple partners, can just out and open and say, "Oh, John is my baby's father," when she knows she been fucking John, Tom, Dick and Harry.
Craig and Day Day.
Yeah.
It's always a Dre. It's always a Dre or a D or a Mike on the block.
Yes.
Or a Hawk or Abdullah. You always gonna find a Dre, a D, a Mo on the block that has tapped it. A aunt. Yo. That's definitely crazy. And you know what? I hate to say it, but it's a that woman, right, you know, she was being, you know, basically she tried to pull that pregnancy card, and at the end of the day, it backfired in her face. You know, that's just something that you just don't do. First of all, how is it that you can, first of all, the body is a temple. Queens, this is a temple. This is some important stuff here that you got, so you have to treat it like a temple.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't treat your body like a temple, then it will turn into a crack house. And that's how you need to be looking at it.
Yep.
Like, seriously. And then you can go outside, literally put your hand over your eyes and spin around in a circle and just point to a dude that you can sweat with. Now, we all done had our jump-offs and our one-night stands. I'm not going to sit here and act like women don't get it in, because we definitely do. We got a dude, one or two, most likely a stripper, and most likely a dude that's working late night on the block on the back phone. Just in case, we got to break the glass. But when you in a relationship, you don't step out of your relationship and have sex with another man. I don't care how mad you get. If you're going to get a puss to somebody else, stop giving a puss to the person that you was with, because obviously he wasn't doing what he was supposed to be doing in the first place, and he don't deserve the puss, because if he was that happy with him, he would be exclusively getting a wife and a puss right.
I know that's right, and she wouldn't be dishing it out to every other motherfucker out here.
Yep. There is a female that I know that messing with this dude, and women stop buying niggas too, for real.
Mm-hmm.
They're
mm-hmm.
not accessories. They're not accessories. They're not, you know, like a Italian cheeseburger, or they're not like a pair of shoes that you can get. And 510, I see you, I'm about to open up your line. But here's my thing. It's this chick. She's messing around with this guy. The guy blatantly told her that he does not want to be with her. He don't feel the same or whatever, and he ain't beat to be with her. And her response is, "Will you still have sex with me?" And whatever the case may be, it's sex. But he had moved on, got him a new boo. Now the new boo is talking about she's pregnant. Most likely at the end of the day, she is. And instead of the new boo paying attention to what's going on in this situation, she basically sharing him with, like, well, I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to be with him. You's a fool.
Oh,
you mm-hmm. is a fool. Let's go ahead and get some more feedback from the hotlines. 510-314, you're now live on Diva Star Radio. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hey, what's happening? This Brandon. I'm calling from the Bay Area out here on the West.
What's going on, Brandon? Welcome to the show. What's going on, man? Go ahead and give us
some
knowledge.
You know, I felt compelled to call in. I mean, I got the tweet about this show, and I was listening before I called in, and I was like, wow, like, you know, I don't hear too many chicks, you know, talking the way y'all talking. So I was like, man, I mean, where y'all come from? Y'all come from another planet or something like that? Because I don't hear that a lot nowadays. So, you know, props to y'all first off for, you know, being solid chicks, though. Like, you don't get that nowadays. That's really rare. But, I mean, now I had to say the pregnancy card, that was played on me once before. Because like you said, baby, everybody didn't have a jump off or a one night stand at one point in time, right? So I had a situation. This was like maybe a couple of years back. And I had this chick, you know, didn't even know her last name, but we did what we did, you know. And then, you know, maybe like 3 weeks later, she going to throw the pregnancy card out there. I'm pregnant. You know, my first deal was like, wow, really? Like, you know, I was kind of shocked because, you know, like I said, I didn't know this chick's last name. I don't know her last, barely knew her first name. You know what I mean? And it happens. I mean, of course, that was, you know, that was something. Looking back at it now, it's like, you know, I'm way more on a solid level with myself, and I would never ever do a one night stand ever again in my life. You know what I mean? So, you know, but to say that, like, I was like, okay, well, you know, we both did what we did, so I'm going to be a solid dude about it and be like, okay, well, she says she took the pregnancy test, so let's go to the doctor. You know, me and you, I want to go with you. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm trying to be a stand-up dude about the whole thing. So the moment I said that was the moment she started tripping. You know what I mean?
Oh,
I'm like,
really?
And I'm like, why are you tripping off of me wanting to take you to the doctor so you can be straight? You know what I mean? Like, that threw me. That threw me because, you know, I'm trying to be a man about it. Like, you know, not only that, still get to know where your head is at. You know what I mean? And with that being said, like, you know, she got mad at me for wanting to. I was like, come on, let me go pick you up. You made the doctor's appointment. Well, I'm going to go by myself. Nah, I'm going to come with you.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
This is funny.
Yeah, and
she was lying.
And see, that was the thing, though. And the thing was, like, you know, I want to know exactly what's going on with you, because if you're saying I'm carrying your baby, I want to know what's happening. So
exactly.
To make a long story short, You know, she got mad at me, damn near cussed me out for wanting to come kick it, you know, and
wow.
stand by her, do this whole thing. And then, you know, she you know, I try to call her because I'm trying, you know, she carrying my baby. I want to know what's going on. So
mm-hmm.
she ain't pick up her phone for like 2 weeks, and then I get a fucking text message.
No.
I get a text message saying she lost the baby. And I'm like, bitch,
no.
you lying because you was never. I'm like, you lying because you was never pregnant to begin with. You know what I mean? And,
exactly.
Yeah, because she went and told me that she was gonna be at this doctor at this hospital, you know, or this little
wow.
clinic or whatever that I knew. I know the town where she lives in. So I'm like, okay. Curiosity says, let me go see if you really gonna be there. You know what I mean?
He was quite like quality.
And I went,
baby.
And I still went. I still went, and she was not there, nowhere to be found. And I was like, you know what? That's a blessing in disguise, because that made me just like, you know, I was never a dog, never will be. You know what I mean? But that was just I stopped. Like I ain't even going. Even if a chick wanted to throw it at me the first night, I'm cool. I'm good.
Good.
You know. Let me get to know where your head is at first, and then, you know, maybe the, you know, second or third, you know, date or whatever, then maybe we get down. But the first night, nah, I'm good.
No.
I'm good, so.
Anything that's given away, and B, I thank you for, you know, chiming in, and because what he just said is something that has been repeated, and unfortunately it's being done right now. And like I said, you know, I know chicks that just play the pregnancy card. I done seen young dudes. I've seen a grown woman, 40 and some change, scream that she's pregnant, went through the whole motions, and you know
That's
me.
Crazy.
You know, me personally, I knew she wasn't pregnant. Because how ironically,
right.
if you let allowing a man to bring his not only his child clothes but his baby mother clothes over to your house, wash them and take them back. Like, first of all, don't be putting up with too much stuff. First of all, love is part
wow,
time, full
really?
Time, all the time. You accepted that. So at the end of the day, if you was dealing with a dog, you
right.
cannot really be too mad at him because you accepted that behavior. Now,
mm-hmm.
this woman went through the whole 9 months of pregnancy, all sitting on a porch talking about, oh, my God, this baby kicking my ass. I wanted to kick her in her face because I knew she wasn't pregnant, but I knew it was going to come out later because you a grown woman. You supposed to be setting an example for us. She went through the whole thing in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks, if not a week, before the baby was due, she went to another city claiming that she's going to go see her family. And while she was
okay.
over there, she mysteriously lost the baby. The point is she had the baby. No, she had the baby. Full term. Pushed the baby out, everything. Took a picture of the baby, everything, texting everybody. This is the baby, blah, 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 blah. Come to find, you know, before I say that, later on, she said the baby died. This lady had a funeral for this baby. She had a reception, a little baby casket, everything. I don't know how this lady did it, but whatever. But the picture that she had text is one of her goddaughters, and her goddaughter spilt the beans. Her goddaughter was like, that's my baby. She didn't even know that we knew. She didn't know that the girl had sent us the picture. She was like, how you get a picture of my baby? All
talk
my men out
black.
There, yeah, listen to, well, that's some hot mess news, baby.
Okay.
And all my men out there, I got to speak to the men first, because without the men, there could be no possibility of pregnancy. We cannot conceive a baby without the sperm, regardless if we going to go get it put in us or regardless if we with our mate and he's splashing in the tuna. That's what I like to call it. He splashed all in the tuna. Now, if the girl is telling you, you know, you got to watch what you're doing, because once you have unprotected sex with us, it's an emotional trigger that's in the inside
right.
of us that we get all googly. We like, oh, he hitting it raw? Okay, that's what's up, but it's not what's up, because this man ain't put no ring on your finger and made a commitment to provide, protect, and present new opportunities, but you will let him come in you.
How you letting him come to you and he ain't made no commitments? And your job is to understand and be supportive. You the support system. You supposed to motivate. We are the cheerleaders for our men and for our sons and for our brothers. But how was you letting a man put come in you when he ain't put a ring on your finger? Like, that's serious. That's serious. And then we go through the whole motions of, oh, I'm pregnant. Now you want to make his life miserable. Why is you wasting all that time on this man that don't want you? All you doing is missing out on the man that want to be with you. You're so busy. And a lot of times women, we so used to losing that we don't know when the hell we winning.
That's true.
Amen.
We are so used to losing, and I have to say that. We be so used to losing that we don't know when we winning, because this will happen. Oh, boy, they broke your heart. He played you out, whatever the case may be. Y'all ain't talk. Now here come a decent man as like Brandon. He didn't came. He interested in you. You know, he wanna see what you all about, get to know you, and all you doing is this. Oh yeah, I don't deal with dudes because I used to have a dude and then all you doing is talking about him. He don't need to see your emotional house. You need to clean your emotional house out so you can be able to invite this man in with your junky emotions. Well, now you know why nobody wanna be with you.
Yeah.
Junkie.
But I think another thing is the fact that, like, that goes both ways. Because guys can get hurt just as much as girls can, and they can be as emotional as girls can, if not more so. And just get into the whole, like, I hate all girls, they're all bras, da-da-da-da-da. You know, they can't do nothing for me, they're all vindictive. This is what my exes did, and I hate that one. Mm-hmm. Do not compare me to your ex-girlfriend, because that's why she's your ex. And the more you compare me to her, it's like you can't. Because obviously you wanted to be with me, and you chose to be with me. That was your choice, because you wasn't like you asked. Like, that was your choice. But now you're saying, you're going
like
out just like my ex.
Yeah, but when somebody, for me, if somebody is constantly talking about their ex, there is no room for the future. If you're too busy talking about the past, I'm the future, boo. There's no room for me, so I'm not going to put myself through that. And for all you women out there that's pulling the pregnancy card, you know, first of all, mine is lame. Second of all, you ain't doing nothing but putting yourself. All you doing is at the end of the day, everybody know you in the neighborhood. Everybody know him, and they know your family. All you going to do is make a fool of yourself at the end of the day, and you're damaging yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And this man don't want you, don't respect you. Like, take away the sex and the money. If you were sexing and doing stuff for this dude, you know what I'm saying, giving him some cash here and there, whatever the case may be, take away the sex and the money and see what you got left. That's going to let you know why that dude was with you. Not a damn thing. So pulling that pregnancy card and your friend know, and guess what? You're going to tell your friend all your business. You're going to have a pity party with her, and this is what she's going to do. She's going to have a talk about tea party about your dumb ass later.
Yep.
So do yourself a favor and stop having these pity parties. I want somebody to feel sorry for you.
You're sitting
here faking like you pregnant, and it's women and girls that have been raped by strangers, by family members, been molested and forced into having a baby, and they have to be reminded every day because they don't believe in abortions, or maybe they didn't have it. I'm not supporting abortions, and I'm not saying that, you know, it's a bad thing. It all depends on your situation. But it all depends on your situation. But my thing is, you know, for all you women that's sitting there pulling the pregnancy card, it ain't cool. You know, if you couldn't keep him by yourself, a baby is just going to push him further away. I mean, for real.
But, like, the situation worse, and I think people don't understand, like, a baby, not only is it not going to keep him, so now you have this bond between you, like, if you're pregnant, and the problem is you stuck with this person for life. What frustrates me is that, like, when you're stuck with a person for life, or, like, where there's a question of, you know, is he the father, whatever, when the guy talks about, well, oh, that hoe and da-da-da-da, this is the mother of your child potentially. Now, this is your kid? How are you going to treat your child? You're talking about, oh, I love that kid, you know, I'll be a man. You just insulted the mother of your child several times to God knows how many people. And now you're talking about, like, and you're talking about how, you, now, especially if you have a little girl, how are you going to teach her to respect herself? And you just dog out her mother. You can't do that. Like, it's not, like, having a baby does not save relationships. It can actually make the situation worse. Because it's 10 times more stress to have a baby and a bad relationship. It's a bad relationship you can walk away from. It's harder to walk away when you have that child there.
Mm-hmm.
It's something like putting a damn color on top of a perm. It ain't going to work. Let's go to the hotline and get some more love. 757-952, you're now live on Diva Spot Radio. What's your name and where you calling from?
You already know, it's Charles, 757. You know how I do, babe.
What's going on, my dude? Welcome to the show. This my boy right here. You know we talking about the expired relationships, the ex, the new boo, and the pregnancy card. And do you know or have you experienced a chick saying after the relationship went sour or whatever the case may be, after the one night stand, after it's all said and done, nobody's loving you in the morning, that now she's pregnant?
Well, I've never experienced that. However, I had a best friend of mine that experienced that with a girl a long time ago. What it was, they couldn't, pretty much they broke it off. Or whatnot. Mm-hmm. Now, I guess she wasn't ready to break it off, so she pulled the Prego card, saying that she was pregnant, and pretty much had him believing it was the baby until he threatened to take a DNA test. And that's when she pretty much came out with the truth. You know?
So she pulled the Prego card, had the baby, and he pulled his DNA card out.
Yeah, he pulled the DNA card, and that's when she came out with the truth that she was seeing somebody else while they were together.
She had to spill the beans anyway.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So it doesn't, honestly, it doesn't help anything by saying, oh, yeah, I'm pregnant, by the way. That doesn't help the relationship. That actually makes it worse. And actually turns the guy off even faster. You know, if you lie about being, it's like this. If you lie about being, like, pregnant or lie about, you know, just say that you're pregnant just so you can save a relationship, you'll do damn near anything. You know? I mean, because that's serious stuff right there. That's no
that's
joke.
That's not a playlist.
Yeah, and a lot of, and there's men out there now that are taking care of kids that's not theirs only because they're forced to by the court system.
Because they signed their name on that birth certificate.
Yes, exactly. And there's nothing they can do about it.
Yep.
Hold on. Pump the damn diva brakes. Did you just say if he signed a birth certificate and later on he get a DNA test and it's not his kid, he still got to take care of that kid because he signed a birth certificate?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know if they changed the law, but that was the law. If he signed that birth certificate, later on down the line they find out that he's not the father, he has to get himself a lawyer and go through the necessary process to get his to stop doing that, you know, so that he don't have to pay child support. But, you know, it's a lot of lazy guys out here that don't even want to go through that. 9 times out of 10, it's a dude that she's pregnant by that then been in and out of jail. He don't want to go through the process of going to court, this, that, or third. So he's like, fuck it. I mean, your name's on the birth certificate, and there you go. That's why a lot of guys nowadays, I heard, that they don't even put their name on a birth certificate anymore until they know for a fact that that's their baby.
But I mean, I think in the same token, like, what does that say about these guys? I mean, the thing is that, like, when you are in a relationship and you're putting your name on a birth certificate, you should have had a relationship to begin with.
Exactly.
And what is that saying about your partner? So you don't trust them? So why, if you don't trust them, why do you have an unprotected relationship? I'm saying
that's what I didn't. That's my question. That's what I don't understand. If you don't trust this person, why would you stick your penis in her hole with no Jimmy hat on? I mean, if you don't trust her, would you trust her coochie? You think her coochie is separate from her body?
Hello? Like, it doesn't make any sense. I'm like, when you talk about, like, they're not going to sign the birth certificate unless they know for sure. You didn't know when you were coming inside that car? Are you kidding me? Come on,
I guess she was just good for some unprotected. She's not good for the baby. She's just good for some unprotected, which is so sad.
And then some child support then.
And sadly, I'm gonna call it like it is. Real talk. A lot of these guys running around here being Peter Pan, and a Peter Pan is a guy that never grows up.
True.
Never grows. Hey, call it like it is. Females. It is. Like
it is.
You see a lot of these guys out here in their 30s or their 40s. They never grow up. They still in that mentality. They got to go to the club. They're trying to see which chick they can hit up next and, you know, keep it moving. They're just living for the moment.
Yep, I know a lot of guys, it's like a part-time job for them to just find random chicks every day to see how much coochie they can get, not knowing this day and age, like 2011, is not safe out here anymore. It's like it's so many smuts. It's so many junk.
Right.
It's holes. I mean, a lot of these females out here nowadays don't have no type of respect for themselves or their body. So for a man to, at this day and age, for a man to still want to go out and have sex with random chicks, is like, it's sad to me. It's real sad because it's like your penis going to fall off. Your ball's going to shrivel up, your penis going to fall off, and then what you going to do? You're going to go around eating the rest of your life?
But not to mention that, I mean, like, I think, going back to the hugest thing of it, guys, 5 and 6 kids by 4 and 5 different women, not cool.
Oh, wow.
Not okay. Like, this is not fun. Like, I can't hold
my that's kids. Something that you guys need
that's
to be able
okay.
to pay attention to. If he got, like, 5 or 6 different kids, if he got, like, 6 kids and 3 or 4 different baby mothers, like, that's not cool right there. But I did want to comment on what Chocolate said before we go into this break, because I got this hot song that just, it's always a song that can just, so perfect to go with a topic. But the whole sideline hoe, Monica made this song called Sideline Hoe.
Sideline Hoe.
Now, you need to know your position with a man before you start giving him your figgy pudding without the wrappers and stuff all on it. You need to know where you stand at with him before you, first of all, you dropping your drawers and you doing what you're doing with him. But before you go into having unprotected sex, giving head, all that stuff, look, never go down till he lick you around your neck. Ah, your back. Don't do none of that.
Come on,
don't do none of that. Don't do none of that until he lick your and your ass. Listen, all right, I'm going to keep it, try to keep it back so because I will go there. But going into... Yeah, right. You know, even with the kids asleep, y'all be thinking them kids are sleeping, and I'm going to tell y'all how I know the kids ain't sleeping when we come back from this. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio with Women Chronicles. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Press the 1 button to be heard because you might be the sideline hoe.
A hoe, use a hoe, sideline hoe. When you called his phone, did he pick it up? No, 'cause we was making love. Did you meet his mom? Have you met his kid? No, didn't you know my kid was here? Get your shit together, you're making a fool of yourself, yeah. It don't matter if he spends the night at home somewhere. And you're tired of being on the sideline, validating your left or right, yeah. Baby, second place don't get a prize. When you gon' realize you're waiting
we put your bills? No, 'cause I know what his balance is. Have you been to his church? Do we ask you to pray? No, 'cause Sunday's family day.
Get your shit together, you're picking up
of yourself, yeah, yeah.
Second place don't get a prize. She just said it clear as day.
second place does not get a prize. You from the jump, because when it do hit the fan, and you be like, yo, you said you was going to be with me. You said you was going to leave her. And I don't get that part either. You said that you was going to leave this person. So you mean to tell me that your silly ass was on side, on standby until he decided to leave this job. A relationship is a damn job. But in the midst of while you was being the sideline hoe, now he ain't going to leave his chick. He ain't going to leave his wife. He's not going to leave his girl. Now you want to throw your pregnancy card out there. Like it's a joker or something. I don't know why y'all think that we playing spades or something. Like the pregnancy card is a big joker. Ah, there it is. I'm pregnant. You pregnant within 24 hours? Are you crazy?
Exactly.
Now, 3 weeks later, you pregnant, and now you want to get all cute and say, oh. Now, y'all had split up months and months and months ago, and this happened to me. I was with a guy. I'm going to get honest on y'all. Fuck it. This is my show. Go on and go ham. I was with this guy. We had started out our relationship. Everything was cool. And then this girl that he was talking to her, you know, he said he wasn't dealing no more. She came around and was like, yo, she pregnant. But before she even came around in the situation, I was like, look, you need to handle that. You know, before all of a sudden out of nowhere she says she's pregnant. And he had gave me this stupid look. But I didn't realize that day she called him and said that she was pregnant. But it come to turn out later, which, you know, after our relationship split, because we was together for a minute. And if I'm with you and your child is around me, I have to know your child's mother, whether she likes me or not. But I let your child's mother know, look, your child is going to be over here. This is my address. This is my number. You can call me anytime because your child is in my care. Point blank period. And this man have been together long enough, but if you want to call my number, I know you got your child's father's number, but this is my number and this is my address. You can call me whenever you want to because most likely the child is going to be over for the weekend. My name is such and such, and I have a child too. So, no, I'm just not no new nigga. But I found out later from his child's mother that when me and him first started dating, not only was she pregnant and the other girl was pregnant, he told both of them that both of y'all need to get an abortion because I got a girlfriend.
Oh, my God.
Yes, he did.
Something?
Wow.
A guy like
both
that.
Wow. But, again, me not knowing and me being blinded by love. You know, and catching a man can catch you at a vulnerable state, too. I see the hotlines lighting up. They done went crazy. I just said that. Let's go ahead and get
you the
feedback. 862-242, you're now live, man.
Oh, well, now what the hell is the issue? I'm listening, but what you saying? I'm listening. I heard the girl.
Yes, you heard it right. I was with that man. Yes, I was. And later on, after we broke up, his child's mother told me that not only was she pregnant in the beginning of the relationship, it was the other girl that was pregnant, and he told both of them to get an abortion and leave him the hell alone. You heard right, L. Blaze. Yeah, you did. You heard right.
Look, honestly, I got no comments on that.
But I say that to say this. When you the new boo, do not be so naive. Don't just think that every woman is just bitter and sorrow and wants to make this person unhappy. Don't just think they just got MBD. And for those who don't know what MBD is, MBD is mad bitches disease. When we get mad, we going to set it off. And we might set it off full throttle. Hopefully it don't go over the level and go to snap. But I've never been a vindictive woman. I've never been a vindictive. I've always been secure in my position, but the loyalty in me, I stayed with that man for a long time and put up with some shit. He even cheated on me with a girl. His name, my name is on his neck. He cheated on me with a girl with my name. Like, what did you think? I want to know, like, when she seen Ebony on your neck, who did you tell her that that was? Your daughter?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I find that out later through the phone, playing private eye, but everything was put in
wow.
front of me. But I chose to stay. But once it was over, it was over. Do I still got love for him? Yes, I got love for him, but I'm not in love with him. But everything that I went through with him and then my new relationship now, it's something about an ex that can make you realize what you was missing out on, baby.
Yes.
Shit. That
yeah.
you put up with, and your new boo come along, and they do everything that you. Why is it that the new boo always do everything that you wanted the ex to do, and they do the shit right? I don't get
right.
that. But I don't know what it is, but it happens. Yeah. But back to this topic, the sideline hoe. You know, like she said, if you don't cook his breakfast, you the sideline hoe. If you ain't never met his kids or his family, his mama, you the sideline hoe. But I have to correct myself because you can meet the family. And the family, if the family give you that side eye, like, they interested
mm-hmm.
in knowing you, know it's a queen bee somewhere around.
Yep.
Yeah,
she just ain't there at the cookout.
And you know what's sad? It's like, A lot of women accept that role, and it's just like you start
right.
accepting this bullshit. And let's call it what
yeah.
it is, bullshit. You know, first of all, would you want to be with a man? Okay, they already know they got a girlfriend or a wife, but they're willing to do what they got to do with, you know, with the sideline hole. Why
right.
would that person want to be with somebody like that and expect them to be whatever? You know.
Right.
But I think it's the financial piece. The laziness, you know, the laziness of the other part. I ain't no way in hell I'm going to stay with you because you paying my bills. I can pay my own bills. In Queens, we got your independence, your self-independence.
Yeah,
yeah.
A man is supposed to add to what you got. A woman is supposed
Not
to add to what you got.
Thank
you mean
you.
To tell me that you want to sacrifice getting AIDS or, like, what was the girl, the little skating, the ice skating chicks that she was messing with that Italian dude and she shot that chick in the head? What
oh,
was her
right.
name?
Yeah.
Buttafuoco. The dude was his name Joy Buttafuoco?
Joy Buttafuoco. What'd you call it? Oh, my gosh. I forgot her name. Amy
something.
Amy
Fisher.
It was Amy
Fisher, there it is. She blasted his wife in the head. Thank God his wife made it, but it was a shame to see that lady on national television with her mouth chopped and screwed with a damn band gauze all on her head because the sideline hoe that shot her in her head to get rid of her to be with that man. That is wrapped up.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, I mean, like that.
And you know what else gets me is when a sideline hoe enters into that sideline hoe position, knowing what she is, accepting the things, but then as soon as she catch feelings, here she go wanting to change shit, wanting to be that top chick. No, you gotta be what you accepted. You accepted to be that sideline hoe, and that's what you're gonna be. And then if the man do decides to leave his main chick and be with you, and he starts cheating and find another sideline hoe,
right.
what you gonna
now
do? You're gonna get mad? No, you can't get mad because that's how you enter the relationship. You gotta understand if you was his sideline hoe and now you became his main chick, what makes you think that he's not gonna do the same thing to you?
Exactly, and I think that's what a lot of these girls or women don't get, is that if he cheated on the other girl with you, he will cheat on you. Like, I don't care what he says, babe, I changed, la, 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 la. He will cheat on you. Do not get it twisted, mama. He's going to play you. It might not be today. It might be 5 years from now when you have a family and kids and are married. He going to cheat on you because that's what he does, and that's how he got you.
Let's get some more feedback. The hotlines is lighting up again, y'all. Let's get some more love from the hotlines. We definitely love when we get feedback. That's what it's all about, Diva Spot Radio. 478-461, you're now live on Diva Spot Radio. What's your name and where you calling from?
I'm calling from Macon, Georgia. This is Mr. Brinson.
Mr. Brinson, what's going on, Mom G? How you doing?
Hey, as soon as I see you know, the thing on Facebook, I said, oh, I got to call in right now. No games, because trust me, I know I am a product of a female trying to keep me, because she said I'm pregnant or whatever, or how the case may be. I'm going through it now, and trust me, it ain't going to keep me. It don't rock like that. Just the truth.
Y'all heard it first on Diva Spot. Listen, he said he's going through it right now. She's screaming that she's pregnant. He said it. You ain't going to cheat me. Papa was a Rolling Stone where he laid his hat was his home. Look, Mr. Brinson, how many children do you have, Mr. Brinson?
Man, we ain't going to talk. I got a basketball team. What's up?
Oh, Lord.
How many baby mothers do you have?
Mr. Brinson, you are one of the men that we are talking about. Thanks for calling in on the show. We would love to talk to you.
Mr. Brinson, how many child mothers do you have? How many baby mothers you got, Mr. Brinson?
I think I got three of them. I'm not sure.
Oh, wow.
Thank you. You might have more.
Yo, hold on. Y'all hear that? One of his baby mothers just bust a shot in the air. She coming to get you, yo.
Oh, dude.
I don't straight up. I ain't got to be no rules or nothing like that, but I definitely do take care of my kids. I ain't no deadbeat, so I'm going to just definitely put that like that. Just to let y'all know, that's what it is. But trust me.
I mean, and this is my question, too, because men say that. Oh, I ain't no deadbeat. I take care of my kids or whatever the case may be. But that's not a get-out-of-jail-free card to say just because I take care of my kids. If you have multiple kids, multiple baby mothers, you know, the children, mothers may not be so lenient, understanding, so they'll keep the family from one another. They may grow up not knowing their sister, because my father did that. You know, he got about three baby mothers or whatever. I didn't really get a chance to know my sisters. It's an older sister that I haven't even talked to ever in my life. And I'm 29 years old, and that's a shame, but that's because of the damage that he did to her mother.
Yeah.
You know, and with that being said, the damage that he did to her mother, and now the sisters, we all share the same blood, but we don't have, me and the oldest don't have a relationship with each other, and we didn't grow up with each other because it was multiple baby mothers. And I understand that you take care of your kids, and that's good. But if you was going to take care of, you taking care of your kids, you got to take care of the woman too, the mother. Make a commitment to the kids, make a commitment to the woman. Because, you know, going into another temple, entering another temple and blessing her with your sperm, like blessing her with your sperm and blessing her with a possibility that she can have your seed, that's something, that's your history. That's your next generation. So, men, y'all need to think about this before y'all go splashing in the tuna. And women, we need to think about that before we allow them to splash in the tuna. Word up.
I mean, I think that's the biggest thing, is that the adults aren't thinking about the kids and what the long-term situation can be. It's the thing about thinking about right now and not thinking about, well, okay, I guess being four kids, how are they going to see each other? Are they going to be able to? Are they going to want to see each other? Are they going to want to connect? And, you know, are all baby's mothers able to be in the same room? Like, it's not okay to just, like, well, if somebody's, like, an only child, or they thought that we're an only child, then, like, oh, yeah, you got three other sisters, but I have no idea who they are, where they are, or know if you ever see them. What that can do to a child in terms of, like, just the way they grow up socially, just their whole mental capacity, just it can be detrimental to not have that knowledge and feel like there's something missing their entire life because somebody wanted to get laid real quick and didn't want to put on a condom. Like, it really, when you are having sex unprotected, really, really think about it, especially if you already have a child. Think about this the next time that you are in this relationship and decide to have unprotected sex. And I deal with the fact that I might possibly have another child with someone else. And
that's another thing. You dealing with the fact that you may have a child with another man, you know, and even with you having multiple kids, and the kids find out later that they got other sisters and brothers that you ain't tell them about, your kids can look at you different. Like, yo, daddy, yo, mom, you messed up, yo. You ain't let me know about my sister. My mother. So no matter how bad the situation is, even if you got somebody else pregnant and you don't want to tell your main boo because you know it's going to hurt her and you know it's going to be a possibility that your relationship is going to end, you need to put it all out on the table. And even if you cheated, you need to put it all out on the table. And if it gets to the point that you got to cheat on your mate, leave them. Because that pregnancy card, and I don't know what it is with men, and I got to go to the men on this situation right here. It's like when y'all hear child support, it's like y'all get in a charge, like it's tenth of murder. Like, oh, she going to put me on child support. Like, y'all just got hit with a damn charge or something. Like, you know, let's look at it like this. And I'm going to close my mouth after this and let the men chime in. Let's look at it like this. Regardless, and this is what I have to say to the men and the woman. I don't understand why y'all, the woman, you going to run to the white man to put him, and I said it, the white man, to put him in your business. That white man was in the government, wasn't nowhere around when y'all was laying down, bumping and grinding, 69 and 12 playing, and then when he don't act the way that you want him to act, you run and put him on child support. That's for the queen. Now to the king. Now, if she going to put you on child support, and you ain't really got to worry about that because you was going to take care of your child anyway. You have to show up to the court and defend yourself and say, look, Your Honor, I'm here. I love my child. This is how much I'm making. This is how much I can afford. And guess what? Not only do I want joint custody over my child. Why not get, I mean, if you don't want to pay child support, because this is the thing, either you're not willing to pay child support and you're saying it's too much for child support, try having physical custody over a child where you got to get up in the morning, fix some breakfast, take them to school, go to the Boys and Girls Club, feed them, cook, clean, still go to work. Get your child, your child care on. You know, show up to go up to everything. Yeah. You have to, you are physically taking care of that child. So if the child was living with you, you would pay the same amount. But if it's not, then you have to still pay, you know, a fee. So I'm going to go ahead and fall back and let the men chime in now because I don't know why when child support come into play, y'all think y'all being charged with murder. That's just crazy.
Yeah, right.
And I'm glad. I pay it.
Oh, well, no, I don't know about that department, but it's just like, and it's crazy because, like, you know, situations happen like this all the time. It happens so much that, like, when you meet women, like, when guys meet women, okay, all right, I'm 31, don't have any children yet, looking to get married next year. Okay. Now, but, like, it's like, some people, you know, they see, they're like, you're 31, you don't have any children yet? Like, they expect a man to have a child. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, they expect, it's like it's a stain that's put on you. You see what I'm saying?
Woman.
You know, because most, think about it. If we were to meet on the street and I was single and I say, I'm 31, I don't have any children. What's wrong with you?
That's an ignorant woman to say you're 31 and you don't have any children. That you should turn around and say, "How old are you? Are you 25 with five kids? Are you fucking crazy?"
But, But you
that's
see what
like
I'm saying,
the,
though? It's like, it's so funny than
yeah.
like the baby mama drama and everything else. Like, now women, like, a lot of women go out and they be like, you know what? They that's the first thing they look for and expect. And not, you know, and the thing is, not every guy's out there bumping and grinding every night having different children by different baby moms. Not, no disrespect to the ones that's already doing that or have done it. But, you know, that's not every guy's cup of tea.
I mean, I think it goes for the same way. Like, I'm 27, and, like, when I tell people I'm African-American and woman that's 27 years old with no children, they're just like, how did you do
yeah.
that? I'm talking,
right?
Like, seriously? Are you kidding me? Like, wow. Like, it's a big thing. It's like, yes, I have no
yeah,
kids.
It's shocking.
Had a problem. Like, it's crazy. But I think,
yeah.
like, what people don't understand when they do have kids is that, especially, I'm talking to the men on this one, somebody's
mm-hmm.
paying for those kids. So child support is not a sentence. Somebody is paying for that. And if it's not you, it's everybody else that didn't have sex with that girl. So,
she said child support is
true.
Not a sentence.
It's not a sentence. It's what you chose to do. It was
yeah.
your responsibility. It's not the rest of the country's responsibility to take care of
no,
what you want.
Not.
Child. Period. And
mm.
there's
anybody
too many people that think that.
Anybody that's on the line, you can always press the one button to chime in. We got about 5 more minutes left on the show. This has been a serious topic. The
mm-hmm.
ex, the new woo, and the pregnancy card. Because now that's your ex. Now the new boo come along. And a lot of women be like, oh, because he with that new chick, now he don't want to claim his baby. I don't... 100% believe that. I would say that it would be 10% because a lot of the times they'd be like, oh, that chick in his ear, that's why he ain't going to taking care of his daughter or whatever the case may be
right.
or his child. Let me tell you something. It's usually a real woman on the other end because when I was in my relationship and my ex and I was like, well, what's going on? We having family time here. You're not going to play daddy in my house to my son, and your child is not here. We don't play daddy over here, baby. When we have family time and we going out for the weekends, we go get your kid because if I'm going to be with you, your child is a part of my life. And this is what the dudes were trying to say. And it's crazy that it's a cop-out. Oh, I don't want to deal with her mouth when I go over there. She'll never answer a phone.
Yeah.
She got a slick mouth, this and this and this and that. Oh, well, let me get her number. Why you want to talk to her? That's
exactly.
crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let a man cop out like that because if he got every excuse why he ain't going to go pick up his child, most likely he hasn't been active in his child life. Most likely he
yep.
is not stepping up to the plate, you know, and he making excuses why. And it's obvious at the end of the day it's something that the baby mother knows that he don't want you to find out. And that's by experience. I can only talk from experience. It's something that he don't want. He don't want y'all two together because it's a deep little dirty dark secret there that he know if you find this out about his character or about what he's been doing, it's going to affect what
right.
y'all got going on. But any women that's with a man and you got a child, even if you don't got a child and he got a child and you don't see it or see the child or spend time and get to know this child, we ain't in a relationship, baby. I might as well let you go ahead and eat it up, beat it up, and keep it moving.
And real talk, man, we need to get off this bullshit talking about Every time you talk to the man, be like, yo, that shit crazy. They ain't all crazy. What are you doing
exactly.
to make them crazy?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what
very
are you doing
true.
To make them crazy? Okay? I've met
they
countless
crazy
dudes.
When you were with them.
Yeah. Hmm. I've met countless dudes. Yo, what happened to Simpson? Oh, that shit crazy. Nah, they not all crazy.
Mm-hmm.
No,
I know. I'm
the one to make them crazy.
I'm a female that was crazy from birth. So nobody made me crazy. My mama did it.
Let's go ahead and go down the panel now and get the final thoughts for everybody because we're about to get out of here. I'm going to start with the queen first. The queen, I thank you, Shanae, for calling in to the show and just blessing us with your knowledge. So, queen, give me your final words, and I'm going to go ahead to Chocolate, then I'm going to go to Charles, then I'm going to go to Joe, and we're going to go on down the panel.
Hello?
Yeah, queen, I hear you. Go ahead. Give me your final words.
Yeah. I think this show was definitely amazing. I'm so glad I finally got to hear it, because I've seen about it on Twitter, and so it's just so great to finally be able to talk to you. I think the biggest thing is people, women and men, babies are not toys, and we need to stop treating them as such. It's a serious matter, and so saying that you're pregnant is not funny. It's ignorant, and it's immature, and it needs to stop.
Say it, queen. Tweet me on Twitter so I can know who you are, okay?
Yes, what's up?
Okay. Let me get to Chocolate. Chocolate, your line open. Go ahead and give us your final thoughts, queen.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I would like to say, first off, I always enjoy your show. Secondly, I agree with the first queen. I agree with her 100%. As far as the kids are not an object, they are not toys, they are not tools. We should not be using them as such. Thirdly, I want to say, females, ladies, having babies is not gonna make you happy. It's not gonna bring you love and joy, of which you think it's gonna do, and it's not gonna keep a man. Get God in your life. That's who's gonna bring you love and joy and blessings and keep your faith up high. God bless you all. I'm out.
Thank you, queen. Let's go ahead and open up the mic for Charles. Charles, go ahead and give us your final thoughts.
Yes, and to all the men out there, grow up. Stop being Peter Pan. Take care of your responsibilities. You shouldn't expect a prize because you take care of your children. That's something you're supposed to do. You owe that to them. And for the ones that are out there running around sleeping with everything and just trying to get another, just have that sideline chick, have respect for yourself. Look for love, not for lust.
Hmm.
You know, lust is temporary. Love is forever.
That's what's up, King. Thank you for that. And Joe, Mr. Brinson, give us your final words.
Well, I'm going to say I like this. I love the show. That's first off. And number two, it's cats out here that definitely love their kids. We ain't all perfect, such as myself. You know, these are the choices I made, you know what I mean? So hopefully my son get old, I'm going to have to go ahead and teach him to break the cycle. You know what I mean? So, and you're right, boss, about talking about, you know, for your kids and stuff like that, you're supposed to take care of your kids. You don't need no reward. You don't have to tell me Happy Father's Day. I'm going to do it regardless. It's just in my heart. It's in my blood. You know what I'm saying? So for all you females that's out there, and y'all see a dude like me, and this would then happen to me, take care of my kids, or I need to have a kid by him because he takes care of his kids. I won't have him from this dude over here. That's not going to hold it down. It's not going to keep me around. I'm keeping 100, and there's a whole bunch of us out here like that. I'm just keeping 100, though. So that's my word.
That's what's up, man. Yeah. Most definitely. Let's see if the rest of our callers. We got a block caller, too. I love the block callers. That's what's up. It makes me so special. Let's get some more feedback. 862-9944, you got feedback for the show? Okay. We keep it moving. 862-221, you got feedback for the show? All right, we keep it moving there too. Diva gonna give her final words. My final words is: children are not weapons; they are motivation. Oh, 221, I see you. Let me, 221, put their hand up. Like, hold on, I'm gonna sing my song. Go ahead, 221.
Hi, this is Ned. I'm in the same situation to where the point that my son's father feels like he can run in and out of my son's life. Like, when he feel like he want to be a part, he comes in and plays daddy, and then he meet a girl or whatever the case may be, he decides that he wanted to jump out. But it's not because of the female. That's what I wanted to comment on. He was never there from the beginning, and he's not going to be there at the end. And I learned to grow after 2 years to realize that I'm the mother. I've always been and I always will be. That's all I can do.
That's it. Do it, queen. Did y'all hear that? I'm so glad these shows are recorded. That was some hot. That was hot right there, queen, and I'm very proud of you, man. That's what's up. She said, I grew after 2 years. I'm the mother. I've always been, and I always will be. 944, put their hand up, too. Like, hold up. 944, your mic is open.
Yeah, it's me. My phone died. I'm on my shorty phone right now. And all I know is that, oh, man, you got to have a lot of guts to run a radio station because the pins are like buttholes and everybody got one.
Most definitely. I respect the opinions, and, you know, I'm an open-minded person, so, you know, what don't kill me always make me stronger, and I love my haters, too. All my haters that were tuned in to the show, go to www.hatedivamarykay.com right now and hate on me.
Yes, ma'am.
Exactly. And if I hear the haters talking about Mary Kay, I'm going to direct them to you.
All right, now. We'll get some haters t-shirts. But before we get out of here, I'm definitely going to show my peoples Clear J some love. His show is actually started. It's actually blogtalkradio.com/H. HMR Radio 2011. I'm about to get on his show and listen to Chop It Up. I always support other shows, but at the end of the day, these children are not weapons.
Yeah.
Use a child for motivation, not to fight, and put God first, excuse me, family second, and career third.
Yeah.
Pulling a pregnancy card is definitely whack. At the end of the day, you're not hurting nobody but yourself. If you an ex, stay an ex. If you the new boo, pay attention to your new boo's behavior. So, again, y'all, I want to thank everybody that tuned into the show tonight. I hope y'all enjoyed yourself. I hope I gave y'all some food for thought. And I hope I was able to just cut up and show out.
Well,
tomorrow is
yes,
Thursday. We get in that hip-hop. We get in that hip-hop history tomorrow, so y'all can just chill back tomorrow. It's going to be at 7 on the West. And 10 on the East, I'm going to be playing the majority of music, and we're going to be chiming in, talking about that hip-hop history because it's too many lame things that's going out, that's going on, that's on the airwaves right now. Yo, big shout-out to Nas and Ronald Isley for Project Window. I'm out of here, y'all. Diva loves y'all.
Black hood cops and projects, sewers flooded with foul blockage. The gutter's wild and every child watches. Chains and top locks get ripped off hinges. Doors kicked off, drunk stag off, smear off, wipe your bit off. Crippled dope veins, a wheelchair stare. Vision blurry, cause buried deep in their minds, I hear the stories. Betty's a mirror image of that 70s era. He's finished for the rest of his life till he fades out. The liquor store workers miss him, but then it plays out. So many ways out the hood, but no signs lay out. Mental slave house where gas.